Liao Yiwu is explaining today how he fled China. In an op-ed in the New York Times, the dissident Chinese writer says he threw out his cell phone and somehow passed through a checkpoint into Vietnam. As he writes, after settling on the right price, you're led out of China on a secret path that lies beyond the knowledge of humans and ghosts. He says when his friend, the artist Ai Weiwei, who vanished in April but was later released by Chinese officials, was told that Liao had made his way eventually to Germany, he exclaimed, "Really? Really? Really?" Writer Liao is something of the Studs Terkel of China, writing poetry about and reporting on the working class. After his poem about the crackdown on students by police after Tiananmen Square, he was denied permission to leave the country 16 times. Here are the last lines from that poem, Massacre.
We live under bright sunlight, but we have lost our eyesight. We find ourselves on a street so wide, but no one can take a stride. We stand in a crowd, supposed to be loud, but people open their mouths without sound. We are tortured with thirst, but everyone refuses water. This unprecedented massacre. Survivors are those bastards.
This month, Liao Yiwu will tour the U.S. as his book, God is Red, The Secret Story of How Christianity Survived and Flourished in Communist China, is released in English. So, who is he? Let's find out from Professor Perry Link, a noted scholar of Chinese language and literature. He's professor emeritus at Princeton and now at the University of California, Riverside. And Professor Link joins us from the studios of KUCR on that campus. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And especially, I think, given the topic, I understand that you and Liao are friends. How are you feeling that he's out of the country, out of China?
We're friends in the way the Chinese say shenjiao, that is spiritual friends. We've exchanged emails. Mm. We see a lot of questions the same way, and we're in the same field, although he's a practitioner and I'm a scholar of literature. But yes, I feel very friendly toward him.
And how does he feel?
He obviously has mixed feelings about that. I haven't asked him recently directly his feelings, but it's well known that any kind of Chinese writer or dissident who leaves China does so with a heavy burden of a dilemma. And that is, you get freedom. And he said several times in Germany how wonderful it feels to now be able to say what he wants and not be afraid of a knock on the door. But on the other hand, one loses one's turf, as we say in Chinese, or our turang. And he is cut off from the place that he loves. And in one of the interviews he gave in Germany, he made the point that I wish I could be in China. This is a very common dilemma. Do you go abroad and get the elbow room that you want? But are you then cut off from the place, including not just your family, but your readers? And the sense that if you're in China and working and taken seriously in China, you make a difference in China. There's a long list of exiled dissidents who have come abroad and spoken and written and so on, but they just don't get traction the same way they do if they're inside China.
There is that, but, you know, the family is no small matter. He left his mother, his son, two siblings, and a girlfriend. And,
yes,
you know, that's just unimaginable to many. And also, I'm wondering if it isn't quite the freedom he would like, because are they in trouble? Are they in jeopardy if he speaks out?
I would say no, not from his act of leaving China. Insofar as they're in trouble because of him, that trouble was induced a long time ago because of his poems and his resistance and his books. The fact that he leaves actually is something that the regime welcomes. They like troublemakers to go abroad because then they bar them from coming back.
What is so aggravating to the Chinese government, appealing to his followers in China about his work? There's one, for instance, called The Corpse Walker, Real Life Stories, China from the Bottom Up. And I was fascinated to read that these corpse walkers are people who literally will accompany a body, you know, to a funeral.
That's their job.
That's their job. But what is so threatening to the government and appealing to the readers?
The appeal to the readers is multifaceted. One is that he writes about the bottom level. He writes about the odd person, the dispossessed, the marginal, the fringe. And this is something that in the ordinary media and even ordinary fiction you don't see very much. Another major aspect of his writing, though, that appeals to people is its art. He is a wonderful writer. He is pellucid and clear and simple, hits the nail on the head. He began as a poet. In the 1980s, he wrote only poetry. And in your clip, you read a poem that he wrote after the Tiananmen massacre. But his interview writing also is poetic in a sense, so it's got that double sort of appeal. Now, you've asked why the government doesn't like him. They don't like him because he is, in their view, counter-revolutionary. He criticizes the government. It's important to point out, and he often does point out himself, that he doesn't criticize explicitly. He doesn't come out with a slogan, say, "Down with the Communist Party of China," or something like that. He does it by writing simple stories about people that have been mistreated and abused, and lets the reader infer how awful this is. So he's very, very political, but not by using political language. He does it by using poetic language, and it's extremely effective. His works, of course, are banned in China, but they spread on the internet, and they actually have printed underground versions that also circulate.
That's Perry Link, who's a professor emeritus at Princeton University, now with the University of California. And we're speaking about Liu Yiwu, the Chinese writer, poet, who's recently fled that country. And Professor is coming to this one, as we noted. He doesn't speak English, but he will be on a book tour. I'm always fascinated by this. You know, we're in a college area here in the Boston area. We see so many students who've come from China. How will Liu Yiwu be greeted by Chinese here? How does that work?
That's a very good question. The psychology of young Chinese people, including the ones who come to Boston and other places in our country to study, is multi-leveled. And I haven't seen him yet interact with an overseas Chinese group, but I can pretty confidently predict that people will be interested but timid about showing their interest and respect. Graduate students who come from China these days don't like to talk about politics. They like to talk about careers and housing prices and inflation and money and the Olympics and China's stature in the world. But underneath, they have a level that is with Liu Yiwu and wants China to be a better place and cares about people at the bottom. But they're afraid, especially within earshot of other Chinese students, to say this explicitly. So it will be a delicate and interesting thing. I'm pretty sure people will be interested, but they will also have this fear of showing the interest explicitly.
That's Perry Link, a noted sinologist expert on China, and now at the University of California, Riverside, speaking again of poet-writer Liu Yiwu. And when you say it, it's got so much more poetry to it. Will you say the name for me?
In Mandarin, it's Liu Yiwu. Fourth tone, third tone.
Okay. Well, Professor, thank you very much.
My pleasure.